Well, fans of Halloween are in for a treat and maybe some tricks, too, at the All Hallows Art Fest in Petaluma. It's coming up on Saturday, September 23rd. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is the show owner and organizer, Stephanie Sherrick. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
So this is a Halloween-themed art show. What does that entail? Is it like super scary, more nostalgic? What would you say?
I would say the show is more nostalgic in... It is for Halloween fans who love to look at the traditions of Halloween. I would say we have something for everybody. The spooky, the scary, the fun, the vintage theme, all across the board.
And what kind of art is available?
We have everything from art dolls, sculpture, clay, illustrations, home decor, and especially Halloween vintage collectibles.
Very nice. So where is this event happening, the All Hallows Art Fest?
We take place at Hermanson's Hall on Western Avenue, 860 Western Avenue in Petaluma.
And this location is very fun. Can you describe it a little bit for people who have not seen the Hermanson's Hall?
Yes, Hermanson's Hall is a historic building in Petaluma. It has a vintage style to it. It has a beautiful, what they call a birthday cake chandelier that many people love. It just has a great vintage feel to it, and several times people have asked us to move to big halls or hotels, but there's something special about Hermanson's Hall. We like to keep our show with that vintage feel, so it's perfect.
Right, and it's really a draw for people to come to Petaluma just to visit and see that the event there at the Hermanson's Hall. Go ahead. Did you have any questions about this,
Larry? Well, listen, if I wanted to meet Lulu Lancaster of Lulu's Apple, is there a chance that I might get a sneak peek to meet Lulu Lancaster?
That is correct. You will see Lulu's Lancaster. She will be there from 9 to 3 on Saturday. And we have a special private viewing event on Friday where somebody can win a chance to come to our VIP viewing party and meet the artist directly, including Lulu Lancaster.
Oh, neat. So how much does it cost to attend the All Hallows Art Fest?
To attend on Saturday, the cost of the show is $5.
Okay, so very reasonable. And then once you're there, this artwork is for sale, right?
That's correct.
What about the range of prices for the pieces?
We really try and have something for everybody, anything from a dollar up to, I think there are larger sculptures that are in the mid-300 range, but we really do try to have something for everybody because we do have a lot of beginning collectors, all the way up to our hardcore fans who go on red-eye flights just to come to the show and be there first thing Saturday morning.
Wow. And then also you've got a fundraiser element to the show. Tell me about that.
That's true. This year we have our Frady Cat Fund, which is a raffle benefiting the Petaluma Animal Shelter. Many of our great artists have donated pieces of art to help raise money for the Petaluma Animal Services.
Great. And I love that title, Frady Cat Fundraiser. That really works well with the theme of Halloween, so that's a lot of fun. Where's the website? I know that that Larry was checking it out because that's how he knew about Lulu. But what is the website to sort of preview some of this art and see these cool artists?
Our website is www.allhallowsartfest.com.
Okay, allhallowsartfest.com. It is September 23rd at a beautiful place, sort of a really fun, old-feeling kind of building in Petaluma. And it's going to be so much fun. Allhallowsartfest.com. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Thank you.
All right, that's Stephanie Sherrick, the organizer and the owner of the All Hallows Art Fest. And you know, Larry, that I'm so going to be there because I love Halloween.
Well, you know, you're taking me down this rabbit hole here. There's like, there's people that are into like scary dolls. Mm-hmm. There's people into the clay sculptures. And then there's Lulu Lancaster, who's got her own brand of scary stuff. So lots of artists
out there. It's very fun. And there's also a lot of Dia de los Muertos inspired artwork, too.
Yes.
So even if you're not going to buy anything, just the collection of all these artists together, I think is a really fun thing to be able to see. And it's right here in Sonoma County. So how cool is that?
I like to call it spooky art.
Spooky art. That's a good way to describe it.